welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me once again. And if it's your first time, well, then you will enjoy it even more so because you'll be shocked at how good the show is. That's what will happen. Folks, the scam to control the world is going to be exposed here. It's been exposed by so many other people, but I know there's still a ton of people that don't understand the scam. How do I know? Well, just look around you. Look at how many people just blindly follow and get vaccinated. That alone tells you that they don't understand what really has gone on, and there's still a ton of people. Sometimes we're reaching the same people over and over again, but I know at times we reach new people, and this show is really for people who are new. But if you know a lot about the scam to control the whole world, you'll still enjoy this. You might see something new in here that you've never seen before, possibly. Who knows? So first, I want to show you what Clay Clark put together. And I'm really going to use like the first 10 minutes and cut in and out of what he has in this video that was on Rumble, actually. And well, it talks about the whole scam. If you don't know what the scam is, it's also known as the plandemic. This plandemic is horrifying to know that they have been practicing this, and I'm going to show you evidence that they have been practicing this for a very long time. And more than that, it's not a vaccine that they're giving you. After they implemented the pandemic, then their vaccine is not a vaccine, it's gene therapy. And it's not my words to say it's gene therapy. They admit it's gene therapy, but they know people won't look into it. They'll just do whatever CNN says. CNN will tell you it's a vaccine. The globalists will talk behind the scenes to themselves, but they videotape it, and you can look at it anytime you want, but they talk behind the scenes to themselves, and they videotape themselves talking about, and sometimes they talk to the media, but the media doesn't blow it up, but how this is gene therapy. It's not really a vaccine. They're manipulating your genes. And in fact, they are saying that it changes you. First, take a look. It starts out with Clay Clark. Watch.
All right. So we now know that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models are false. We now know that the PCR tests, the COVID-19 PCR tests, are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases. We now know that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. Again, COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. We now know that, but it doesn't matter that the models are false and the PCR tests are false and the treatments are real. We now know that the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Centers for Disease Control and Dr. Fauci and the National Institutes of Health, they all want every single person on the planet to take these COVID-19 vaccines.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it there. They do. He's 100% right. But when this was recorded, I don't know if he knows that now we have Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci on record saying that the vaccines don't even work, that they lied to you. And I'm talking about, they even admitted that it doesn't stop people from dying. Remember, they were saying, well, you can still get sick from the vaccine. Yeah. And you can still pass the sickness along. So what's the point of the vaccine? Why is anyone getting it? Oh, you're getting it because you won't die from it. And now they're admitting, oh yeah, well, actually people in Israel, we know, are dying who were double vaxxed and even got the booster, and they're still dying of COVID is what they're saying. So that now they have to admit, oh yeah, it doesn't even prevent people from dying. Now, Fauci and Bill Gates have basically gone on record admitting this on video. I played it in a couple shows ago. So it's fascinating that people still go and believe these people as they come out later and tell you, yeah, we lied to you. That's not really, the people that told you everything that we said were lying are totally right. But don't worry, what you need is another booster and maybe a new vaccine. Yeah, that's what you need. That's what they're trying to push now. It's frustrating, but let me continue on with Clay Clark.
RNA modifying vaccines. Well, Klaus Schwab was interviewed, Klaus Schwab, the author of this book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. He was interviewed by Charlie Rose, and Charlie Rose asked Klaus Schwab, he says, Klaus Schwab, what is COVID-19, the Great Reset. What is the fourth industrial revolution? And I want you to hear what he has to say. I want you to hear what Klaus Schwab has to say when asked by Charlie Rose, what is COVID-19, the Great Reset? And then I want you to hear what the Pfizer chairman and the CEO of Pfizer has to say when he describes what is inside the COVID-19 vaccines.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. For people that they are born with a mistake in their DNA code. And there are a lot of rare diseases that they are happening to people because somewhere in one gene there is one small mistake in their DNA. And those people are, you know, they have to live with that until the end of their lives. And many times their life doesn't last very long because of this mistake in their genes. There are a lot of technologies that are trying to use gene editing so that they are trying to use same technology to be able to change, repair the mistake of your DNA so that you can cure basically those people. So these are just three of the very hot cutting edge technological fronts that right now we are working at.
All right, let me pause it there. I'm going to give you more. But first, what also has come out is that Klaus Schwab guy, Schwab, is also on record. I just thought of it as I was playing that for you. I didn't grab the cut, or else I would have if I had thought of it ahead of time, and I'm just thinking of it now. But you can look it up yourself, where he admits, and you're talking about one of the biggest globalists who are behind this movement of all, admits that if they had told you the vaccine was really gene therapy, they knew 90 to 95% of people, I think that's the percentages, this is off the top of my head, I think he said 90 to 95%, somewhere around there, would not get the vaccine if they had known that they were going to be actually getting gene therapy. But they're all super glad and happy that you think it's just a vaccine, like old school vaccines, which they've lied to you about that. Now ask yourself this, why do they have to hide all this information from you if they've got good intentions, this isn't a scam, and this is all about saving you? But they have to lie to you about everything. And they constantly get proven to be liars. Just like with the mask thing, when they came out and told you they lied about the mask. Some people are like, when did they come out and say that we lied about the mask? Well, when they said to wear two masks, they admitted they lied. Forever they told you masks work, and I was always telling you masks don't work, it's scientifically proven they work, but they kept lying and saying masks work. Then they came out and said, sorry, actually you need to wear two masks. When they said that, that's them saying, oh, sorry, we told you one mask works and you wore it for months and months, but now we're lying. We admit we were lying. Two masks is really what you need for protection. You'd have to wear goggles too, by the way. And Dr. Fauci did say that you'd have to wear goggles too, by the way. So your mask is ineffective even with two masks because then your eyes are not protected. But who cares about the details in actual science? But the point is they came out and admitted they lied to you about the mask thing when they told you to wear two masks. But most people didn't realize that was them admitting, oh yeah, we're a bunch of blatant liars, and everything that the people on the right had been saying the whole time, they were telling the truth. Masks don't work. Ha ha. But we got you to wear two masks too. And that's pretty funny because we got to watch people wear two masks, and there's still people wearing two masks and they're still laughing. Not me. Fauci is laughing. Every time he sees someone wear two masks, he wears two masks sometimes to see if he can get you to do it so that he can laugh behind the scenes. Look at how dumb some people are. That's what they're... I'm sorry. If you're wearing two masks, people like me don't think highly of what you're doing, but those people like Fauci and the globalists who told you to wear two masks, they're laughing at you. I hope you know this. Get mad, not at me. Don't get mad because I'm telling you the truth. You may have fell for it. It's not my fault. And look, you've been, the whole media tries to trick you. I understand. Don't get mad at me. Watch the rest of this stuff. Wake up and get mad at them. You should be mad at them. Here is from the Plandemic documentary. A lot of great information.
On behalf of our center and our partners, the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our audience here in New York, as well as our larger virtual audience participating online today. The Event 201 scenario is fictional. Today's scenario is going to simulate meetings of a multi-stakeholder group called the Pandemic Emergency Board.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic, and there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
There's been some conspiracy theories that are around about the potential that pharmaceutical companies or the UN have released this for their own benefit.
And maybe this is a time for us to showcase some cases where we are able to bring forward some bad actors and leave it before the courts to decide whether they have actually spread some fake news.
A new coronavirus. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia.
Okay, let me pause it here. Just so I gotta emphasize, because some people, you better understand, this is before they release COVID-19. And this is a simulation that they are practicing right before they release it. Understand that they practiced scamming you. This is showing you they knew everything. They knew that people would tell you the truth. They practiced on how to combat people who tell the truth and expose their scam and their plan. They're planning this and practicing, and they even have fake news anchors and stuff, and that's what you're going to see here as I continue the video, of fake news anchors practicing so that they can simulate what it would be like. But this isn't the first time. This was their last practice. They sped everything up because Donald Trump was president and they wanted to remove him from office. They were planning on doing this in 2025. We know because they had a whole series about that, about a scenario in which this would all be released in written documents in 2025. But they sped it up because of Donald Trump. They weren't supposed to do this until 2025, but they did it earlier because they knew they could use it against Donald Trump. And China wanted to, because China wanted to get rid of Trump. Just so you know, it's a fact. That's what was going on. It was all sped up. So they were doing a practice and they realized, you know what? That's our last practice. We just got to do it. We got to do it now. Understand, this is all practice. 5 months, their last practice. Remember, this isn't like the first time they've done this. They practiced all of this many, many times before. I'll give you evidence of that in a little bit, but understand this is a simulation, them practicing scamming you, practicing lying to the world, practicing taking full control and have a global government by lying to you about a pandemic. Because remember, COVID-19 is real, but was it a pandemic? If you have to get tested to even know you have it, it's not a pandemic. There's never been a pandemic where people had to, really? I might have it or I might not. I got to take a test to see if I even have it. Oh my gosh, it's so scary. That's not a real pandemic, by the way. Here we go.
Related news, a significant demand for personal protective equipment like N95 masks and gloves are on the rise. Patients are overwhelming healthcare facilities. People are avoiding public spaces out of fear of infection and in compliance with public health recommendations. Our U.S. affiliate has just released polling results on public expectations for a vaccine, and 65% of those polled are eager to take the vaccine, even if it's experimental.
How did they know that they would release a experimental vaccine before COVID-19, 5 months before they released it? And remember, when they released it, it's only going to be 2 weeks, which we all knew that was a lie. How'd they know? Because this whole thing's a plan. It's been a plan the whole time. And if you can't see it, you're a liar or you're a fool.
I'm not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
With enough money and political will, anything is possible.
Penalties have been put in place for spreading harmful falsehoods, including arrests.
If the solution means controlling and reducing access to information, I think it's the right choice.
What exactly are the risks and benefits of staying home from work? Absolutely, we need to save lives, but we literally cannot afford a heavy-handed response that suffocates our economy.
The world saw large-scale protests and in some places riots. This led to violent crackdowns in some countries and even martial law.
How did they know there would be protests and giant crackdowns when it was just a pandemic that was supposed to be about, we were just worried about the hospitals being overrun? But here they're practicing that you're going to be protesting them. Why are they practicing scenarios in which you would be protesting them when they're supposed to be trying to solve, even in their practice here, they're supposed to be trying to solve a pandemic so that you wouldn't have to protest them and be in lockdown, right? They're just going to help try to cure everything. No, They're practicing locking you down and taking all your rights away. That's what they're practicing here, right in front of your face, before it even happened.
Public lost trust in their respective administration. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad?
All right, I want to pause it there because I want you to understand the point here. Why is it the people who are making a ton of money off of the scam, the plandemic, and are becoming ultra rich, why would you believe them who have been proven liars? And people who make no money and even lose their livelihood and still speak the truth to you, but you don't believe them. You don't believe them, but you are willing to believe the people who are going to get rich and lie. I don't know how 99% of the world isn't awake to this. I really don't. I don't understand it. I would hope the majority of the world is awake to this, but it doesn't feel that way. And that's amazing to me. How is that possible? Look, if you're not awake to this, and you've seen this evidence and the evidence, if you've watched everything up to this point and you aren't awake to it, I don't care if I insult you. You're a fool and you deserve to get mad at me. Go run off and be a fool. You're a danger to the world as well because you give power to tyrants and you do nothing to stop them and you obey like a slave. That's what you do. Don't be that person. Change. Maybe you need the strength of Jesus Christ. That's probably what you need. You should turn your life over to him and then you'll find that strength. A little more from this plandemic documentary.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was at the time one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM. And those 1 million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately 1/3 of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up, and thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003, panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike, and that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003, they sought to patent it, and they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Barrett, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the novel coronavirus
the novel sweeping coronavirus the country outbreak.
The World Health Organization is a pandemic, an international public health emergency.
While we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way.
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
If that's not enough for you, I mean, it's overwhelming evidence. Overwhelming evidence. You have to stick your head in the sand. Or maybe you couldn't pay attention and you didn't hear the evidence, but there's no way. I'm going long, and I've already gone long, but I'm going to go long in this video because it's special. There's too much information, and I want to get to you, like I said, one more thing. Event 201 was not the first practice that the globalists did to put this scam on you, and they wanted to control the whole world. They have been practicing the control of the whole world through a pandemic for a very long time. Here's another instance. This is just one of their practices. They had tons of other practices on this whole situation. Event 201 was their final practice only 5 months before they implemented the plan. But here is another practice run of scamming the world and taking control.
Why didn't any of the event's wealthy sponsors do something?
Now here we are. You know, we didn't simulate this. We didn't practice.
On behalf of our partners, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
So both the health policies and economic policies, we find ourselves in uncharted territory.
Event 201 was not the first scripted exercise to prophesize the future with astonishing accuracy. Leaders of global health and business have been seeding reality with fictional scenarios for several decades.
The scenario obviously is fictional.
1 year prior to Event 201, many of the same sponsors, hosts, and actors came together to produce a tabletop pandemic simulation for a fictional virus they branded Clade X.
1 year to produce a vaccine for this is too long.
We should have stockpiled, we didn't. But we're going to have to look at that vaccine question to see if we can speed up the delivery.
And if we do not have the public with us, we're in big trouble.
In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation released a 54-page document called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. Page 18 features the pandemic scenario, lockstep, a world of tighter top-down government control and authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. China's government was not the only one that took extreme measures to protect its citizens from risk and exposure. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions, From the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified.
How did they know in 2010 the exact thing that has happened now? Because they planned it. And, of course, they carried it out and they scammed you. And they're continuing to scam you. And now they've noticed that most people will obey. So they, and there's no turning back now. Now they have to implement a one-world government. They can't stop. Folks, there is really an hour and 47 minutes to the video, the clips that I just played you. And if you want to see it all, there should be a link below what you're watching to what I use to give you this evidence. But there's so much more out there. You can research the SPARS scenario, and that is a practice scenario that I mentioned earlier about when they wanted to release it in 2025. It's called SPARS, not SARS. They called it SPARS. 2025 is when they were going to do it, and that's a written scenario, and you can look that up on your own and see. They've practiced and practiced like a football team. They practice and practiced, and then Event 201 was their final practice before game day. That's all that was. That's what that was. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you can't see the truth on all of this, you really must not have Jesus in your life. I'm serious, because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, and you, that means you wouldn't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the Lord. Then you have no wisdom. That's what God says. God says you will be blind to all of this if you can't even recognize that the fear of the Lord, that God is God, that God exists. You can't even recognize God or Jesus and who he is. You don't have wisdom. You have earthly intellect, book smarts of some sort from the earth, but you have zero wisdom. Wisdom is totally different than being smart, mathematically, let's say. You need wisdom to understand all of this. So get right with God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. If you don't like that, take it up with Jesus, because he said it about himself. I love you guys. Check out The New American. And if you're fired up, also go to jbs.org. jbs.org. See ya! Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them, and you'll get to hear from them, and these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.